Tomorrow we're going to be out at Rampart Casino in the Race and Sportsbook, brand new Race and Sportsbook. It is awesome over there. Steve Mickelson runs the joint, and he's going to give us a Tuesday update on what's going on with the NFL. What's up, Steve?
Hey, everything's going great. Thanks for having me.
So how did this weekend go for you guys?
We had a good weekend. You know, in the college, the late games came our way, so it finished up a good Saturday. And then Sunday, we had a really good day. Thank you to the Redskins with late covers. You know, the Seahawks winning but not covering. So it was nice to see the dogs barking in the afternoon on Sunday. And so we had a really good weekend.
I love this week coming up because I think the overreaction is just massive after 1 week in the NFL. So let's bang through some games here. What was your personal impression of the Bears on Thursday Night Football and how Denver looked last night? Because the Bears are on the road -2.5 now at Denver.
Well, the Bears, I thought against the Packers, Trubisky really did not look good at all. I'm not convinced that the Packers defense, which is a much improved defense, was great versus the Bears just making a lot of miscues in that game. You know, they got a long week playing on that Thursday, coming back on Sunday against the Broncos. And the Broncos, they just never got in sync yesterday versus the Raiders. You know, I know Antonio Brown's not there. I know the Raiders, it kind of was a must-win game because they got such an ugly schedule with the Chiefs at home this week, and then they go on the road till November 3rd. So the Raiders really needed to win that game last night. But, you know, Joe Flacco really hasn't been a very good quarterback, you know, since, what, 2015? So, you know, the Bears, we opened 2.5. Well, actually, we opened the game pick 'em. Once the Broncos won yesterday,
wow,
when we opened it up today, the Bears were at 1. It's all the way up to 2.5. The over-and-under is 40.5 on that. I like the Bears. I'm not a big fan of laying points on a road team. I just don't think the Broncos are really all that good.
Packers won that Thursday night game, but I wasn't blown away by the Packers either. What do you think of what's going on right now with Minnesota and the Packers in week two with the Packers getting 2.5, 3?
Yeah, we opened the game Packers 3. We dropped down to 2.5 yesterday. We did go back to 3 here just a little bit ago. Over and under, we opened at 45.5. We're down to 44.5. So we're seeing the under money in that. I think it has to do with the Packers in that Thursday night game. Really, their offense, outside of a couple drives, did not look that good, but their defense looked really good. The Vikings, on the other hand, I mean, look, Kirk Cousins threw 10 passes on that game. The Vikings are about the defense, running the ball, and just hoping that Kirk Cousins doesn't choke in a big game here. So I like the Vikings, though, in this spot, plus the 3, but I think this is more of a number. If you can get the 3, I like the Vikings. Otherwise, I would stay off the game.
Good job there. Yeah, Packers at home laying the 3 against Minnesota. Tough read on the Giants and the Bills, but it looks like some money's pouring in on the Giants so far. So we're talking to Steve Mickelson over at the Rampart Race and Sportsbook. What do you think of this game? Where do you think the action's going to land?
Yeah, the Bills opened 2.5. We've dropped this down to 2. The over and under, 42.5. We're up to 43.5. You know, the Giants, a lot of people like the Giants plus the points versus the Cowboys last week. They didn't show us a whole lot, but Saquon Barkley is a top running back. Buffalo had to come up big in that second half, but keep in mind it was on the Jets. It's tough to see the Bills favored on the road. I think that's the reason we're seeing this point spread drop down in this game. You know, Eli's got to come up with a big game because, you know, Daniel Jones is sitting there. They were calling for him during the preseason. You know, this Giants team starts off 0-2, 0-3. You know, the calls to switch quarterbacks and get Eli out of there is just going to happen and be louder and louder. So, but I like the Giants plus the points because I'm not convinced the Bills are a road favorite.
Well, you knew people were going to go crazy on the Ravens. Ravens just kicked the crap out of the Dolphins, 59-10. I thought Arizona actually looked pretty good in the fourth quarter once Kyler Murray got going. There's a 14 on the board right now. This one's going to get to at least 14, right? Mostly 13.5. Could it go through 14 with the Ravens favored?
Yeah, I don't think it will. I mean, we're sitting at 13 right now. We've opened at 13. And I know everyone's looking at that, the Ravens, but you got to keep in mind, they played the Miami Dolphins. This could be the worst team that has played in the NFL since, what, the expansion Tampa Bay Buccaneers? and I'm including the 0-16 Lions, the 0-16 Cleveland Browns here. This Dolphins team is the first NFL team we've ever seen that has flat out, you know, they have given up. They've taken that tanking role, and they're taking it to the NFL. I think you're going to get the 14s, but I think the sharp money is going to come in at that plus 14, just thinking Arizona can keep the game close.